This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1343. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded January 9th, variable frequencies from India, new Kurdish clandestine and Mideast out-of-banders, tracking English from Greece and Latvia, no more Radio Polonia, new frequencies from Sahara and Cuba, harmonic from Nicaragua, more DX on WRMI, good shows on CBC, and the propagation outlook. A few weeks ago, we mentioned that Radio Republik Indonesia in Nabiri, on Papua, had been reactivated. However, Steve Lehrer in Michigan reports on January 7th that he's not been hearing it for 4 or 5 days during the 1230 to 1400 UT period on 6125.29. Alex Franis in West Virginia agrees. It's been 10 days since I've heard them, he says, and they had been coming in fairly well. Now he's only hearing the Chinese station on 6125. Here's the word from Seiichi Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle in Japan as of January 9th. He says the schedule is confused with instability. On January 1st, he was receiving both 6125.3 and 7290 at the same time, 0800 UT. Thus, there must be two transmitters. It had a local program, and 7290 was relaying Jakarta's Pro-Tiga program all the time. Then on January 2nd through 6th, he was not receiving 6125.3. However, it was on 7290 from before 0700 to past 1500, relaying Jakarta parallel to 11860. And then on the 9th, 6125.3 was being received from before 0700, but signing off around 0800 UT. That used to be the approximate time it signed on. Slightly more reliable is the external service in English from Voice of Indonesia. Ron Howard in California was hearing that on 9525. January 6th in English at 0835 with a week in review. As we mentioned last week, Voice of Mongolia has apparently canceled two of its three English broadcasts. But the other one is confirmed is still on the air at 1000 UT on 12085. Seems to be heard better in South America than North America. Moises Knochen in Uruguay says it was a good to very good signal, although Eduardo Esteban Peñalillo Barra in Chile says it was weak but audible. Upon being dubbed a master DX Centurion for having heard and verified 200 shortwave broadcast countries, George Marotti of Mount Kisco, New York, wrote this in the Naswa Journal. My most memorable reception in QSL had to be from the Bhutan Broadcasting Service. I'd never thought it possible to hear them, as at the time they were always blocked by China on 5030 kHz. Even after hearing them, I was disappointed to learn it was next to impossible to QSL them direct. It had not been done in many years. In addition to the standard postal report and tape recording, I faxed them a report. It turned out somehow the fax wasn't clear. The station actually called me in the middle of the night to tell me so. I mentioned the postal report and resent the fax. And to my surprise, I received a full data QSL card printed on very unusual paper a few months later. The Andaman and Nicobar Islands count as a separate radio country from the rest of India. Some tips on picking up their only shortwave station, All India Radio, Port Blair. T.R. Rajesh in Kerala writes in Hardcore DX, while monitoring regional stations, I noticed Port Blair on 4764 at 0100 UT. By 0117, it had drifted down to 4763. Usually they're on 4760, some sort of transmitter problem. Jari Savolainen in Finland agrees. On January 6th, around 1500, they were on 4761.2, drifting slowly upwards. Well, these variations are especially helpful since there's another All India Radio station, nominally on 4760, in Leh, Kashmir. But wait, there's more. Another all-India radio station is jumping back and forth between two different frequencies, the one in Guwahati. Alex Vranis in West Virginia says they move from 4940 to 4900 day-to-day without rhyme or reason. On January 3rd, a nice signal on 4900, the best I've heard from them from TuneIn at 1148 to as late as 1251. ID just before 1200, but Saturday, January 6th, they were back on 4940 with a fair signal, but not as good, from 1147 to 1210 with the same programming. But here there is interference after 1200 from a Chinese station. He tried to email them and got several bounces, saying they should stay on 4900 to avoid the interference. And on January 9th, they were back on 4900, tuned in at 1150. And no interference after 1200 with very nice traditional Indian music. George Sherman in Minnesota, contributor to Daniel Sampson's Primetime Shortwave, says the General Overseas Service of All India Radio continues to be unreadable to inaudible. Best reception is the domestic service, which has 5 minutes of news in English at the following times, among other frequencies, on 9425. 1530, 1630, 1730, 1830, 1935, 2030, 2135, and 2230. Jari Savolainen in Finland reports hearing a signal on 6700 January 9th at 1550, with programs that sound exactly the same as heard earlier from Radio Sol, Bagram, Afghanistan on 9345, also known as Radio Peace. He says the last time I heard them on 9345 was around 1300, two or three days before. So this could be a new frequency or an additional channel for the evening or nighttime hours. Zacharias Liangas in Greece reports on December 30th only, hearing the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Arabic on 6835. Around 2100 UT, the carrier was drifting downwards. At 2116, it was on 6827, apparently some spurious emission. DXMix News Bulgaria reports that the new clandestine radio democracy, Shorayi in Persian, has changed frequency for the four times a week broadcast at 17 to 18 UT on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. It moved from 7435 to avoid family radio in Russian to new 7470, which they say provides perfect reception in Sofia. BBC Monitoring says a new Kurdish radio station calling itself Voice of the Kurdistan Democratic Party was observed January 5th from 0400 to 0429. 15 minutes of music and 15 minutes of announcements. The ID in Kurdish, Era Radyoyi Dengi Kurdistana, in Persian, Im Radio Sedaye Kurdistane. 3930 is the frequency. The Kurdistan Democratic Party of Iran already operates Voice of Iranian Kurdistan. This new station could be operated by a group which broke away from that. An item on a Kurdish media website explained that some former comrades have fabricated the PDKI's name for their new organization, causing confusion. But we don't have the name of the breakaway organization. Following our report last week that Radio Bayrak, Turkish Northern Cyprus, had been heard in Europe on 6150, Hacker Peterson in Denmark was looking for it at 0100 UT, and he says, all I was hearing was MediaCorp Singapore in English, and not able to hear Northern Cyprus at various other hours either. Andrea Lavendel in Italy replies, I was rather skeptical too. But now I'm a believer, no kidding, Bayrak International is alive and kicking, and its programs are quite enjoyable. I listened January 5th after 0500 UT with interference from Gene Scott, Costa Rica. Bayrak is slightly off frequency, 6105.04, so I tuned on lower sideband in spite of Scott's being lower than that to reduce splatter from Austria, 6155. And the next night, he heard Bayrak as early as 0300. A few weeks ago, we learned that the Voice of Greece was carrying the Radiophilia domestic service in English hour at 07 UT on 15630. but a number of reports in late December and early January said this transmission was missing and they were just hearing Greek programming again. This may well have been due to the holidays, which in Greece, I guess, lasted till January 7th. Because on Monday, January 8th, Wolfgang Büschel observed that 15630 was once again carrying foreign languages at 07 English, at 08 French, and at 09 in Spanish, including a magazine feature, news, weather report for tourists. However, they had a problem with the audio, with Greek mixing in underneath, presumably from their other frequencies on the air at the time at Avlis 9420 and 12105. Back on January 6th, Greek Christmas, I was enjoying some wonderful Greek Orthodox singing at 0715 UT on 9420. Furthermore, it's all Greek to me. The music program is back in business with an announcer in English. Mike Barraclough in England heard it January 7th, Sunday at 11:38 to 12 on 9420 and 17525. They have a new host called Angelica Timms, and making announcements between each record with background on the music. She seems to be the same announcer heard in the mornings on Radio Philia. John Bebas in Maryland was apparently hearing the same program until 0100 UT Monday. I guess that would be on 7475, starting about an hour earlier. About the new schedule of Radio Belarus we mentioned last week, Robertas Pogorelis from Belgium was visiting Lajes Azores on January 1st and also heard them at 2109 UT. Best on 7420 with equally inferior parallels 7360 and 7390. Now that the 100 kilowatt transmitter in Ulbroka, Latvia has been reactivated on 9290, one of its many customers is a weekly hour-long program in English called Latvia Today. It's produced by a domestic station called Radio SWH. Zaharias Liangas in Greece was hearing that December 31st at 1309 UT. And 1 week later, on January 7th, Mike Barraclough in England was also hearing it from 13 to 14, a mixture of music and features, on 9290, and he thinks it may also be on the air Saturdays at 0800. Via Mike Barraclough, Jonathan Murphy in Ireland, reporting to the World DX Club, says during the multimedia show January 2nd on Radio Polonia, it was announced that is no longer the station's name. It's the external service of Polish Radio, following a decision by the company's board, a return to the old name of the station. They did not explain the reason, but did not seem too happy about the change. Radio Polonia is, of course, a lot more euphonious and simple to say. Bernd Trutnow in Lithuania says the change was made in order to avoid a misunderstanding that transmissions for abroad are conducted by a separate station, while in fact they are and have been produced by the national public broadcaster Polski Radio. By the way, thanks to the regular schedule of Indonesia on 9525, Ron Howard in California has occasionally been able to hear the English hour from Polish radio at 13 UT. Relayed, of course, via Wertachtel, Germany. Radio Polonia, as it was previously called, planned to eliminate its shortwave broadcasts in Esperanto, but this did not happen. Bert Trutnow explains that they were due to end 31 December and the time slots used for additional transmissions in Ukrainian. The frequencies and beams were coordinated and adjusted accordingly in order to reach Ukraine via Wertachtel, Germany, but at the last minute it was decided that Esperanto would continue, at least for the time being. So now the Esperanto transmissions are being aimed at Ukraine, namely at 16 on 6035 and 7170, and at 19 on 5935. We are in the midst of World of Radio number 1343. Our website, worldofradio.org, for much more information, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests upon which this program is based. We welcome your comments and input to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks to Andy O'Brien for handling the podcasts and other MP3 versions of World of Radio. Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark says initially Danish radio wanted to close down both medium and long-wave transmitters in Kalundborg on 243 and 1062 kilohertz by the end of 06. But the Ministry of Culture decided DR must continue using medium wave till at least December 31st, 2010. It's uncertain which programs will be carried on 1062. The director says it may include navigational warnings, weather forecasts, and possibly newscasts, but no final decision has been taken. The switch off of the long wave station is expected sometime this spring. The Media Network blog reports the Radio Communications Agency of the Netherlands has announced that holders of medium wave licenses may now apply for a modification allowing them to use the Digital Radio Mondiale DRM system. RTE in Ireland never wanted to be on shortwave, but they have been as a bonus since they're on WRN, and WRMI was relaying them during that hour, 13 UT weekdays on 7385. But now that's been canceled. More later about what's occupying the morning hours on WRMI. Sudan Radio Service still has not updated their own schedule on their website since the A06 season, so it was quite by chance that I ran across them on a new frequency, 9660, Wednesday, January 3rd at 1435 in English, until 1500. There had been a previous report that they were using 9565 during that hour only on Wednesdays, so that is apparently a replacement. It could be via Moscow. Or Moldova, as registered in HFCC. Programming normally does not start until 15 UT. As we mentioned, the buzz from Gabon disappeared, and Torsten Hallmann in Germany adds not only that, but RTG on 4777 from Gabon has been missing since the beginning of the year at 16 to 17 UT. I have the impression that Mojave has only two fully working transmitters at the moment. That may explain why the Afropop music jammer has been moving around more instead of staying on 17660. And most of the time when it is on before 1530, Africa number one is missing from 17630. Following may go a long way to explaining what's going on with Gabon transmitters being used to jam clandestines against Libya. Bernd Trutnow found an article of last June from BDP Gabon saying that Tripoli was offering aid to Gabon as far as its radio equipment, including helping to rehabilitate Africa number one transmitters, obviously, I say, with ulterior motives. Last week, we reported that the Polisario station for Western Sahara had gone back to one of its previous frequencies, 7460. But that only lasted a few days before they moved once again. By January 4th, they were on 6458, far out of band, between the 6 and 7 megahertz broadcasting bands, and in fact, with some co-channel utility interference. First reported by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain. Wolfgang Büschel says the interference is something digital from NATO. This includes the hour in Spanish at 2300, but by now, who knows, Polisario may have moved once again. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal hears them better anyway on medium wave 1550. He also has an intriguing NID on 4865 before and after 2300 UT. It sounded like German, and then he thought it might be Afrikaans. I suggested it could be Low German, possibly a program originating with HCJB in Ecuador, which does have Low and High German scheduled at this time, but only on 12040. It could be a relay for the Mennonites by some station in Bolivia or Brazil on 4865. Bjorn Fransson in Sweden got a reply by email from Radio San Miguel Bolivia. It's Radio San Miguel _ Riveralta at yahoo.es. They said that they were off the air at the moment because they're moving into a new building as of January 13th. They had been varying around 4695. It took 8 months for Manuel Mendez to receive an email QSL from another Bolivian, Radio Yura, at hotmail.com. They said that they started out on medium wave 1300, but switched to shortwave 4715 for increased coverage of Bolivia. Actually, it's around 4717. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports to PlaDX that the Peruvian in Huancabamba on 6536.3 identified as Radio La Voz del Rondero. That could mean the patroller or he who walks the streets at night. Heard it 0154 to 0210 UT, or was it at 0102? Jim Evans in Tennessee reports to the Nashville Flash Sheet, a harmonic from Nicaragua on 2139.9, Radio Chontaleña, at 1155 UT, January 4th in Spanish, 2 times 1070, with lively LA music and a clear ID. However, I don't find any station by that name listed on 1070 or anywhere else in the World Radio TV Handbook. A Google search does find references to a Radio Chontaleña in Chontales, somewhere on the AM band. Robertas Pogarellis from Belgium, visiting Flores Azores, reports among many other stations, Radio Cultural Coatan, Guatemala, 4780, December 24th at 2320, but interference from a spy numbers station at 2330. He says, I can't believe Cultural Coatan is only 1 kilowatt is listed. It must be more, the most powerful shortwave station from Guatemala. I tend to agree because I've been hearing it well after sunrise, as late as 1436 UT. It's totally unclear which station is which on 5010 from the Dominican Republic, but Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia explains it this way in PlaDX, heard on 5009.8, December 27th at 2151 to 2218, Radio Cristal Internacional, retransmitting the signal of Radio Pueblo 1510 with bachata music. That's because the program Bachata con Sabor announced Estamos conectados a Radio Cristal Internacional en la banda tropical de 60 metros. But then on the hour there was an ID as Radio Pueblo 1510 AM. Bernie O'Shea in Ontario reports Radio Rebelde on a new frequency from Cuba, 17555. However, it was under WYFR in English, Monday, January 8th from 17 to 19 UT, parallel to 15570 and 11655. The latter also under another station, Radio Netherlands. 2 weeks ago, we mentioned that Radio Marti is being relayed by Wacky WAQI 710 in Miami for 1 hour every night at 0500 UT. According to press reports, Radio Marti is paying the station $182,500 for this over the next 6 months. In case that figure doesn't ring any bells, this works out to exactly $1,000 per hour. I wonder if that's the going rate for an hour at midnight on such a station, or are we U.S. taxpayers, spelled U.S., getting gouged for this like everything else in the Radio Marti budget? As of January 3rd, WRMI is no longer relaying WRN from 13 to 16 UT on 7385 weekdays, except for its separate deal with Radio Prague at 1500. Jeff White says we needed the time for other programming, including some paid programs in Spanish and English, but the rest of the time is being filled with more and more repeats of DX programs in Spanish and English, including a new time for World Radio, two of them, Thursdays at 14:30 and Mondays at 13:30. So if you miss our first broadcast, Wednesday at 23 on WBCQ 7415, your next shortwave chance is Thursday at 14:30 on WRMI 7385. They're also rebroadcasting our Spanish DX program, Mundo Radial, at a new time, Wednesdays at 1300. Here are some of the others, and they're all on 7385, AWR Wavescan, Mondays at 13, and Fridays at 1530. From HCJB, DX Party Line, and Aventura de X, Mondays at 14, Tuesdays at 1330, Wednesdays at 1530, Thursdays at 13. and Fridays at 14:30. Additional airings for Jeff White's own half-hour show, Viva Miami, Monday at 14:30, Tuesday at 13, Wednesday at 14, Thursday at 15:30, and Friday at 1400. Artie Bigley forwards another website to support the fight for progressive talk radio, linking to groups in Boston, Columbus, and Dallas. It's www.nonstopradio.com. And they have some podcasts. How is Nova M Radio doing, the successor or competitor to Air America, based in Phoenix, as a progressive talk network? I checked their website, www.novamradio.com, and found they only have three specific names on the schedule: Mike Malloy, Mike Newcomb, and Peter B. Collins. Podcasts of their shows are available, and I listened to one of the Mike Malloy shows, in which he unabashedly refers to the Bush crime family. As for Nova M affiliates, besides KPHX 1480 in Phoenix, they have KQKE 960 in San Francisco, KSAC 1240 in Sacramento, KPTK 1090 in Seattle, that's 50 kilowatts, as well as Sirius 146, and I heard Mike Malloy mention that he's now on WINZ 940 Miami. The January orgy season is underway at Harvard's webcasting WHRB. It's a feast of music by single composers, performers, or on odd topics. Some classical, some not. They have full details at their website, www.whrb.org. On the first week in January, the hilarious Deadpan First Nations Humor program on CBC Radio 1, Dead Dog in the City, was missing from its usual times, local times here, Wednesday evening at 8:29 and Thursday morning at 10:44. I hope that was only temporary. However, an excellent show about the English language has started a new run on CBC, and Sometimes Why. It's Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. local, and repeated Tuesdays at the same time, giving us 10 chances every week to hear it on one of the different time zone webcasts of CBC Radio 1. Fred Waterer sends news of a controversial new series on CBC television starting January 9th, a sitcom called Little Mosque on the Prairie, depicting immigrant Muslims bumping against white locals in rural Saskatchewan. After the debut, however, I believe it's on Wednesday evenings. Not only has DRM been okayed for medium wave in the Netherlands, but now the Canadian Radio, TV, and Telecommunications Commission is allowing HD radio in Canada on AM or FM if it is authorized by the other agency, Industry Canada. So reports Ibiquity via Zacharias Liangas. In case you haven't heard, Radio Shack Canada is closing down. 9 company-owned stores are left in the entire country, and they're closing by the end of January. Store-wide sales in progress. Hot news via Brian Smith of the Ontario DX Association. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued January 9th. ANKNSEs peaking at 15 and 3 January 16th to 19th, 25 and 5 on the 30th. In between, down to 5 and 2 January 11th to 13th. 21st to 28th, and February 2nd to 4th. Solar flux, 75 January 14th to 25th, up to 85 by the 27th. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser concluding, World Radio 1343.